Pat's Podcast, episode number 25 for Friday, February 3rd, 2005. Just making sure this is recording, which it is. We are going to do some portable podcasting on my way to my mother's doctor's office this time. Right now I am preparing to head out the door and get my jacket zipped up here. Put the microphone cord ahead of it. It is kind of cold outside. I won't be able to see the Eye River. It'll be somewhat secured. So I'm just going to assume that everything is going normally. We're able to proceed as planned to the clinic. It's going to be a cold day out there, to say the very least. And we're going to take you along for the ride right here on Pat's Podcast. This is, as I mentioned before, episode number 25. At least I believe. If I'm not mistaken, it is episode 25. Episode 24 was a Christmas broadcast, but for some reason the IA never approved it. But now, what the hell, we'll just call it episode 24. And we'll let 25, you know, be... We'll just call that episode 24, and we'll let this one stand at 25. Now, I'm going to be on my way to meet my mom, who's on her way to the light rail station, where she'll have the dough to pay for the light rail. I think what I will do now, I'm on the Eye River here. Which will mean that I will have to buy a patch cord of some kind to extract the audio. Because for some reason I bought an Eye River, but well, you can't just simply export the MP3. You'll have to get one of those patch cords where you can plug it into the headphone jack and put it in either the line out of the speaker jack. Now, probably the line input on the computer and export the audio that way. Into a waveform, probably a waveform, and then use Wayne to encode it. This way there's very little loss in packet. Right now we're waiting for the elevator, which will take us out the door. Come on, elevator, any year now. Headed back up here from downstairs, the freight elevator was on the fourth floor. Have no reason, I don't know why that was the case. Things going on. Oh, finally, it's about time.
Going down.
Yep, going down to one. Oh. Going down. Coming out.
Going up.
All right, now. Well, you're just gonna have to get out of the way, pal. Hurt my fucking knee. Hit it out the door. Ah, hate that. Anyway, I'm gonna assume that we are recording. We are now outside. As I mentioned, it is a cold day. It's probably about roughly in the 30s. Which is why I got the eye river all kind of, you might say, bundled up. Ah, man. I think this scooter can handle it. Oh, there's my mom. She's waiting over by the 52 bus stop. I would have figured she would have been long gone. Oh, well. Let's see here. I figured you would have been much further up the street by now. Okay. I would have figured she would have been much further up the street, but I guess it's only going to be here in about a minute or so. So she'll either meet me up there, or I'll meet her, one or the other. Either way. Either way, we'll take care of things. Anyway, this of course is the first podcast of the new year, and well, you know, how have you been in the last year? I'm not going around the corner that way. Well, how the hell you have been in this past year? How has your holiday been? I know for me, my holiday was super fantastic. Well, for a normal holiday, that is. Nothing too fancy, you know. Nothing too fancy schmancy. But anyway. Got some great news. One of my brothers is going to come back to town. One brother who lives in Missouri, he's coming back to town. Well, actually to stay, but... my other brother who now used to live in town is now in Sin City. Yeah, he got himself a promotion at his work, and turns out they give him a job in Vegas. I give him a week before he starts making out with the work. I give him a week before he starts cruising the casino. I give him 2 more before he starts hitting the before he starts making out with some of those geisha girls. Yeah, buddy. Sin City. Anybody who's ever been to Vegas knows all about it. The city of lost wages. It will definitely be my test for my my brother's whales.
Come on,
it's okay. It will definitely be a test of my mother's, my brother's wills. And willpower. It'll be a definite test for him, alright? Willpower and stamina. Stay away from the bad stuff. Yeah. We'll see about that. We're talking about babies here. We'll see about that. That's when my other brother, he's living down in the Colorado Springs. You know where that is. He can be near some relatives of my sister-in-law and us. And we've now got a bus that will go down there. So he doesn't have to come and get us. Well, we don't have a bus that will take us there. Of course, you know, he might have to pick us up from the point where the bus drops us off at. And speaking of buses, I think the bus that my mom is on. But no, that's a truck. You can still somewhat see the cold, the mist in your breath. You can still see your breath. So that's kind of cold, but looking off to the west, you can actually see the mountains quite clear. That's a good sign. That's a good sign. Yesterday it wasn't so hot. Yesterday I had my doctor's appointment and it was not so hot. Yeah, it didn't look too good. This looks... Thank you, jackass! Come right in front of me before the light turns green. Well, I'm a big truck, so therefore I get the right of way. No, you dickhead. A pedestrian does. Oh, they didn't. Oh, the truth is, you're not a scooter. You're not a pedestrian. Wrong, jackass. Anyone riding a scooter is the same as a pedestrian. It just drives me up the walls when some of these people who get the fucking driver's license that's out of a fucking Cracker Jack box. You get behind the wheel of a vehicle. It just drives me up the fucking walls. Nothing drives me more crazier than that. Nothing. Anyway. Actually, no, I shouldn't say nothing, because there's a certain figure in Washington which is... done a pretty good number. That certain figure had his State of the Union address. And you know what he's saying now? Take a load of this crap. He is saying that America is addicted to oil. No, that's right. America is addicted to oil. See that, I say, you would know, wouldn't you, Bush? Yep. America is addicted to oil, isn't it, Bush? You know all about that, don't you? You know, Bush is like what, one of the richest oil men in the country? Yeah, he'd know all about that. He'd know all about that. Fucking jackass. So anyway, you know. Hey, Greg! Anyway. Anyway, so anyway, as I was saying about the Bush in his hypocrisy. Yeah, I say Bush. Bush is a hypocrite. He's saying that this country is addicted to oil, yet one of the biggest contributors to that addiction is Bush. I mean, not only is he on this stuff, he fucking deals it. Hey, Bush. Solving your addiction starts at home. That's just one of the many inconsistencies or flip-flops you have. And you think, in the 2004 campaign, you accused John Kerry of being a flip-flop. Now I'm waiting at the light rail station, waiting for Mom to show up. On my way home yesterday, I spotted one of these ads, and I spotted a group of people on a street corner, holding up a bunch of signs. I thought they were a protest group, you know, for one of these causes and stuff like that, you know, whatever, or one of these initiatives which lawmakers are trying to put on the ballot or something like that. But no. No. You know what it was? A bunch of people standing on the street corners, holding up some signs, promoting airline. They're basically saying, let flip fly. And I'm like, what's next? You got a group of people standing on a fucking street corner, blocking my way, holding up some sign saying, let flip fly. I'm like, get the fuck out of my way! God, what's next? What is next and next? I mean, it's a clever idea, but how about limiting it to the billboards and television and traditional media? Well, at the very least, if they're going to have people stand on the sidewalk, at least have them stand away from the corner, out of people's way. Anyway. Here we are, it's a little past, it's approaching 10 o'clock in the morning here. Been doing rather well at, by the way, at, at that getting up rather early in the morning. And you see the buses leave. I'm doing rather well at getting up early in the morning. Which is a good thing. Because then I can do more and get more done through the day, without the sun going down. And whatnot. Oh man. I'm just going to assume that we are still recording. And if we aren't, well, we aren't. But I'm just going to assume that we are still recording. But anyway, you might say this is kind of also sounding tour, another one, as well as a portable podcast. But you happen to hear me with long pauses and stuff, because I haven't thought of anything, and I'm trying to act normal, as I am amongst, I don't want to say a large group of people, but I am amongst some people here, so, with my mic concealed, it's a little harder for them concealed, and the same color of my coat. Kind of hard for them to realize that I'm talking into a microphone. So, anyway, it's out of service yet, it stopped. Being the way it is in this cold weather. Of course, I don't know, she got a good sizable jump on me. So really, had she gone ahead and came to the station, her and I might have she might have been pulling up by now. She might have been sitting here by now. We'd be on the ramp waiting for the next train by now. Anyway.
got a big freight train going along behind us here. So. Oh, man. Trying to come up with other things here. And there's a lot. I may have a pipeline or something. Hey there!
Hello.
Doing great! I auditioned for... that kind of brings me to this. I auditioned for the local theater troupe that I'm in. And their summer production of The Wiz. Physically handicapped amateur musical actors league. Unfortunately, I didn't even get a call back, which means I can pretty well bet I didn't get a part. So, I'll have my summer free again. But hey, you know, at least this time around I did go to audition. Well, the fact is I didn't even do that. F-52 should have been here by now. I think I'm gonna go find it. Look it up on the schedule here. Ten oh six a.m. Okay, no, 6 a.m. Okay, it'll be here any minute. My mom will really be pushing it. I think there's some of these silent pauses and probably put in inserts and pod safe music, so don't be surprised if you suddenly cut away from that. Just so you know. And I don't have the thing out for what should be obvious reasons. I have the thing open sealed, mostly so. Well, I'll go ahead and state it so people don't decide to yank it right off my neck. You know, see money in it and go yank it off my neck, like some people would. So I get it on the inside of my coat, and I'm just assuming that that we're recording here. Up, and there's the 52 right now, and from it. My mom will emerge. so. I guess I've been waiting here for about roughly, 20 minutes? 15, 20 minutes? You're the one with the tokens, aren't you? Well, there's the machine. Well, yeah, but you gotta get light rail tickets.
I haven't got my transfer.
I haven't got anything. That's why I say, you're the one with the tokens, aren't you? I mean, if you don't have the tokens, you know,
I got tokens, yeah.
Okay. That's what I figured, you know, you got tokens, why use money?
Alright.
See how many tokens you can take.
Can I get transferred from one of the buses?
No.
Well, they will take tokens. The machine doesn't take tokens, I don't think.
You know, they'll take money. Okay. Mom, you don't take tokens. Mom, you don't take tokens. Mom, yeah, it won't take tokens.
Huh?
It won't take tokens.
Well, this is a regular fare local.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're not taking the tokens. Okay, that's for two individuals.
Yeah. For me. Put it in the same slot as a coin.
Oh, really?
Yes.
All right.
Well, if you're through, we'll go up to the lamp. You're pushing it as it is. Because it's like 10 after 10.
I'm not worried about it. My doctor doesn't worry about it, and I'm not worried about it.
Oh, well, I'm just saying. Yeah, I better. Hey, I better go up real slow on up this ramp. Because I've been known to really bang into it. I mean, really bang into it. Alrighty. Like I said, we're just going to assume that we're recording here. And you just get an idea as to what it is that we're doing. Yeah, so anyway. I think that's what we'll do. We'll just have it pretty much open mic. And whatnot. We'll just wait for the train. And we'll take... Might want to pull right on up behind me. Here comes the train. And here comes the train now. Can't see which one it is. It says mineral on it, so I think that's going sea line. Yep. Oh, these are one of their newer trains. Mineral. Inglewood station, please.
Pardon?
Inglewood. Actually, getting in those, I don't think it's going to be possible. Getting in there, I don't think it's going to be possible. Yeah, going to Inglewood. See these aisles here? Yeah, it's too narrow. No. I can't. Really? Yeah, but these aisles are just too narrow. Been on any one of these newer trains. Used to be older trains with that loud speaker. Thank you. 101 West.
Okay.
This curb cut, and the lack thereof, up until about a block north, and it's swing on down.
Yeah.
I don't know how it came off, but... I've had some of the strangest things happen at those ramps. Well, I get. There we go. You gonna go down the elevator?
Yeah.
I think that one's go down the ramp. Be a lot faster.
Yeah. I'm not thinking.
Yeah. At the mountain, you have to wait for it. And at the mountain, the bed, you don't have to wait for it. Like I said, you will no doubt beat my mom to her own doctor's office. That's going to be kind of embarrassing to her. Anyway, we'll see to it she gets at least to the side of the street where the bus stops are. Okay, just want to make sure you got either starting on the ramp. I didn't like getting on that bump. Oh, not too far from here. Not very far from here. Not very far from here. Okay. Oh, man. Yeah, we are on our way. And she's going to meet me up there to her doctor's office. It's going to be fine. She beat me to my doctor's office yesterday, of course. I kind of sat down and ate. Well, yesterday... Yeah, well, today I'm going to beat her. Ooh, a deja vu, as it were. And I think what we're going to do is we're going to stay on Floyd Avenue. Unless that proves to be a problem, we will just... That's exactly what we'll do. Doesn't appear as though it will be. As we know what street we want to get off on. Washington. The South Washington Street, so. Like I said, you're going to come along for the ride. Toot, toot, toot. And then, like I said, oh, is that Walmart up here? Probably should stop in there one of these days. I've been in there for a while. Anyway, that was the. Anyway, trying to think of some of the other topics there. Don't know much. President Bush, I think they're just up to you. State of the Union address. Not exactly impressive SOTU comments, anyway. Okay. If I can, I'll get a snippet and play it for you. If I don't do that already in the editing process. Anyhow, yeah, today is not too bad. And in terms of weather, yesterday you had the wind, you had, and it's still kind of sunny, and you had the wind, you had the clouds, of course. You got clouds up here, up above us here, but nowhere near like it was yesterday. Nowhere near as cloudy as it was yesterday. So, which is, of course, the good thing. Anyway, I realize my sound scene too is kind of boring, but that's me. I mean, I think every podcaster has a different style. You know, they might be probably a little more boring than most other people's sound scene stories, but I think the overall thing. I think the what matters the most in a sound scene tour isn't so much the topic of discussion, isn't so much as it is the fact that those who are on sound scene tours, particularly commute casters, basically provide company for those who listen. Now, mine, of course, is probably lived a little with it long, and probably a little more people will probably much soon listen to it on iTunes, but you kind of get the idea. But anyhow, you kind of get the idea. Focuses on really a little bit of anything and everything in the world of podcasting, podcasting standpoint, whether it be politics, whether it be sports, and I got something on that as well, the Broncos so-called performance. Don't even get me started on that. And what a joke that was. And in case you're wondering, no, I'm not the least bit interested in the Super Bowl this year. Not the least bit interested. You know, it's not that I have anything against Pittsburgh Steelers, not at all. It's just that I just happen to think they will just simply just run roughshod and run and over Seattle and just take it away. Yeah, you may as well just hand them the trophy. Let's face it, Pittsburgh is a team of destiny. Yeah, I mean, you can't fight destiny. From 98 and 99, the Broncos were a team of destiny. Back in 98, in particular, when it was believed and rumored that John Elway would retire. guess what? The Broncos won a Super Bowl. The next year, they went to the Super Bowl as expected and won it again, as expected. It was then that John Elway figured, you know, he better not test his luck, and decided to hang it up. It was a good thing he did that, too, I think, in a lot of respects. Joe's good. You know, if you look at what he's done so far, you know, he's opened up the car dealership all over town. I mean, you know, Elway's name is legend. He's a legend in this town. Yeah, he's the part owner of the Colorado Crush football team. He, by the way, had an impressive, as usual, season opener against the Chicago. Very good. The Crusher well on their way to winning a second Arena Bowl. They're picking up right where they left off. You know, Crush, that is, picking up right where they left off last year, winning their first game of the year. In the last play of the game, I thought it was kind of funny. It was reminiscent of the Cal-Stanford game. So anyway, they did the kickoff. It's kind of reminiscent of the Cal-Stanford game. With the pitchbacks and the tossbacks and all the passing and all that other stuff. Of course, it didn't work. In fact, it resulted in two more points for the Crush. Yeah, I got it. Thanks. Which sealed the deal for the Crush. And the end of the game. You know, they won the game, was at 65-56. You know, they were already ahead by a touchdown when they did that kickoff. And where the safety just sealed the deal. So, give them that. You know, two extra points to play around with, and which I'm sure they wouldn't mind. You know, they don't mind. So anyway, Nuggets are doing pretty good. Although I think saw their record, it was at 35-30 or something like that. Nuggets aren't doing that. They're pretty good. But they're doing better than the last time we podcasted. You know, we did a podcast. You know, the record was much better. They're playing a lot better, too. Of course, this is usually around the same time of year. Around the time of year, they usually pick it up in the high gear. You know, hopefully, they can do another one of those streaks like they did last year. And hopefully, you know, making, and of course, you know, I don't know if they'll ever be able to do it to repeat their 31-6 mid-season performance. I don't think they'll ever be able to repeat that, but yeah, they'll probably do something similar. I don't know, maybe like win 12 in a row or something like that. You know, like win 12, 15 in a row. You know, something like that. Or 15 out of 17 games. Something like that. Something similar. I don't think they'll ever repeat 31 to 37. Yeah, I think it might be pushing. Yeah, you know, teams would be ready for that. Right. Well, the nuggets, you never know. I mean, you know, the nuggets are already over 500. So really, yeah, a streak like that would just put them way over 500. Would put them in almost in the same class as Detroit, which would be saying an awful lot. To put them in, and having a button across the damn street if the light will change anyway. What's the point? Anyway, here we go. Oh man. But anyway. Now in the suburban Englewood, which is a suburb, a suburban community of Denver. Anyway, just south of Denver. Huh. And whatnot, so that's where we're at right now. We were in Aurora and in Lakewood. This time we were south of the city in Englewood. And on the way to the Swedish hospital there, or at least there's a clinic that's near there. And I mean, as long as we, oh yes, it's two ways. It's Washington Street, headed south, I think. I don't think it's a one-way, I think it's a two-way. Which is good. And I'll just turn right, yeah. Yes, this is Washington here. And we'll just go right straight to the south. One block. Apologies to that person whose property we had to clip. Had no choice in the matter. Up Girard. Oh, I've got to go around here. trying to figure out which way would be best to go around. Go up to Clarkson. Or go the other way and go back up to Pearl. Clarkson, right up the street here. I'll just swing back. Just as well, because in this way it would put me right on the same side of the street of the actual clinic. So that would be better, I think. And we're passing right under Craig Hospital, world-renowned Craig Hospital. It is well known for its rehabilitation services. And next is Swedish Hospital, which is where we want to be at, or close to it, I should say. Slow it down here, so this way we don't go too fast, because we got around that corner and it's going to be a sharp one, I think. Oh yeah, it's going to be a tight squeeze.
All right, yes sir.
Oh yeah, it's tight. Thanks. Boy, that was tight. Yeah, well, here we are with the facility. Let's see. Trying to see where the men's restroom is.
Well, anyway, I'll just go on inside and I'll undo my coat and pop the recorder. All right, everyone, this is Pat Cook. We are back home from our long day, our day at Mom's doctor's appointment. Want to apologize for the muffled sound and the audio quality of the recording there. Thought I had the microphone plugged in the right jack. Turns out, obviously, I didn't. As you can tell by the rattling noise of the recording there. And pretty well tell which microphone the iRiver was using. You know, makes me kind of wish those devices would come with a completely different jack for microphone. Makes me kind of wish microphones would come with a completely different jack hookup, as opposed to the 1/8-inch microphone that is pretty standard with headphones, and it can easily get confused with headphones. You know, maybe they ought to consider something like, I don't know, maybe a telephone like jack. Anyway, a jack configuration that basically where you can't easily plug in, you can't easily confuse it with a headphone jack. maybe that's something that the electronics people might want to work on. Hint. So in this way, it's hard. It would be almost nearly impossible to somehow get the two mixed up. So anyway, that's it for this episode number 25. It will be posted today, as I will use my new free service account that I have, not the IA. Episode 24. As for it, if I can find a copy of it, which I can't seem to find a copy of it on the hard drive. I thought I did, but I think when it got synced up, it got lost. And the IA doesn't have a copy of it either, to the best of my knowledge, because apparently they didn't approve of the recording, even though it was all original. Go figure. Anyway, if they do have it up there, well, hey, I'll just post it up there. Better late than never, huh? Anyway, be good, be square. We'll catch you next time right here on Pat's podcast. And as a friend would always say, keep looking up. Bye-bye.